In a world where gaming is everything, welcome to the Extreme Gaming Podcast.
Hello, welcome to the Extreme Gaming Podcast. And already we're having technical difficulties.
There it is.
Go. Much better.
Hello.
We are back.
That's the dwarves, man.
We're Tarl down. Tarl is ill. So am I a little bit, actually, but I'm not as bad as him. What's wrong with him? Is he, like, shitting his brains out or something?
I don't know. He thought he was getting better, then he said he was, like, having issues and real sick and blah, blah, blah. And so I said, all right, feel better. Yeah. So, Tarl, yes. If you're hearing this, which you're not, feel better.
That's it.
I did offer to him that he
go
could
to work, stuck him in the pass studio. It on to them, and then come back on.
That's right. I want to pass everything through this mic, and you'll catch it.
That's it. Now, but,
yeah. Harsh.
Yeah.
Tarl find out that we're taking the piss out of him and not being very sympathetic in a couple of days' time when he tunes in. This is Extreme Gaming Podcast 275. What are you doing for 300, then, Greg? I'm assuming you're hosting.
No,
I don't
anything
know.
For 250, so I'm not sure.
We'll the worst podcast ever.
Got a little time. We'll do something. I'll get a hold of Jansen, and we'll put together a logo.
That's it. We'll put something together.
Use our logo and have a nice little banner. 300.
We'll get a logo. That
isn't that the same, that the same game as the movie? The 300? Me?
That's it. We can say we are Spartan, and then we can kick consoles around.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Or we can say we are PC gamers, and we kick consoles
around. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
We're not doing that because we love everyone here.
Oh, we like
all
the
console
systems.
And PC varieties. We all came from consoles.
Look how much we've been talking about Nintendo lately, and we will be again today.
The first quarter of the show is going to be Nintendo for obvious reasons.
Oh, I thought I deleted Nintendo. That. Hold on.
Well, I've got my link up. That's the most important thing. The socials out of the way really quickly. Discord.gg/extreme gaming podcast. You could come and ask us questions about.
By the way,
you all right, Greg?
We didn't introduce ourselves. I just wanted to. not a big deal, though.
I mean,
we know who you are.
Know who we are by now, don't we?
But we don't know what you want.
I'm going to get 25, and that is.
Irish Guardian, me, Matt.
No, that was me, actually.
It was supposed to be, but we changed it around now. That's it.
Trev is always. Yes. Just in case you didn't know, if you came across us for the first time, unlucky. I'm really sorry about that, guys. Stay around for a while, though. It gets worse.
You can claim compensation.
From Greg, yes.
Yeah.
Send your checks in the house. Yeah, if you come along to our Discord, you can join us for gaming nights. We try and do most Tuesday nights at 8:30. BST now, UK time. Tarl can't make it because he's ill, but he does do custom machines for custom PCs for anyone in the UK. And they're actually pretty good. One of our guys has already went across and got a PC from him, and he's very happy with it. Gamertech.org. And the socials are all most of the popular socials. They're all pretty much Extreme Gaming Podcasts for YouTube, Facebook, and TikTok, with the exception of X, where it's Extreme Podcast. We post shorts on there as well, so don't post our shorts on there. That would be a bit weird.
Our shorts.
Boys, strap in. It's Nintendo Switch to launch against stuff. How do we feel about it? Do you guys not give a shit? Are you intrigued a little bit?
I went on a rant in our Discord, so you know I care.
A rant?
Pricing is a bit ridiculous, but it's understandable for the console itself. Game-wise, a bit pricey.
Well, if you weren't a member of our Discord, and if you aren't, join our Discord. But in there, I decided to try to give the console price, which is $450 for the Switch 2, a little break, and said, all right, we got to balance it out according to dollars in 2025, not when it came out, when the Switch 2 came out, or Switch 1, excuse me. So when I balanced it out, they still are overcharging by $60. So I tried to be fair, because if you looked at it, it would be $150 more than it was when the Switch 1 came out. But again, adjusting for inflation, blah, 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 they still are overcharging by $60. And
Great.
That's a lot.
hold that thought. We will touch on the price in a moment. I'm going through the order I've got things here, and price is pretty much close to the top. It is. So it was revealed. It is, for the most part, a decent, very decent improvement over the last one. First of all, release date, let's get out of the way. June the 5th, pre-orders are up there now at the moment. Although, as we'll touch in a moment, they have been, they were going to go on April the 9th for the States. That has been delayed because of the orange man. That's all saying that. They're trying to figure out what's what. I mean, yeah, that's fine. Right? Sunbeds exist. So that's on the back burner, but the rest of the world is able to still get the pre-orders in. In fact, we've been able to do that for days. I was successfully able to get my pre-order in today on Amazon because I had credit with them. So I wanted to use that, and they're pretty good at getting them in. So I've got it secured for June the 7th. It comes 2 days later. That's okay. Gray will put a couple of pictures in, maybe when he's doing his little shorts and whatnot, and there'll be things on Super Mario, Mario Kart World, which is the game, major game they're releasing with it. Price, we'll get prices out of the way because, yeah, that's the bone of contention for sure. In America, I mean, don't know for sure because it might be changed, but initially it's going to be $450 if you want to get Mario Kart World bundled in with it. That'll be $500. So yeah, you save about $30, $40 or something if you get them together. In the UK, the base console is $395.99. Nintendo actually listening to the world economy and doing conversions and realizing, yeah, it should be that. And if we factor in the VAT and whatnot, that I'm happy with that. It should be 50 less. If we want Mario Kart bundled in, which I did, $430. For us, Matt, I think it's like 77 for the game or something like that. So that is a decent deal if you're hell-bent and getting it. Nothing too dramatic was revealed about the console that we didn't know. The things I would point out that were interesting were the mysterious C button, which was to do with chat, not surprising. They actually airbrushed this from their previous material, guys, put it back in. It's basically them. It's pretty cool. They've released some accessories with it.
Wait, was the C button on the controller?
Yeah, nobody can find it.
It was on the controller.
Yeah, on the right-hand Joy-Con of the Switch 2.
Hey, I just thought of something. What if somebody has one of the prototypes with the C on it? Woo, yep. Worth a lot of money.
They were moved. They were removed. I think the purpose.
Sure, that's what they all say. Till one pops up.
Well, yeah, it could do. Never rule it out. Never rule it out.
Let me see if I might have one right here. No,
I got terrible jokes in my head. I'm not saying. Yeah.
Them. See you next Tuesday, button.
Yeah.
So they were hiding a purpose because it was a cool reveal. So they're releasing PlayStation, wrong franchise. They're releasing a Nintendo camera, and that was to do with the social aspect. Now, I'm intrigued to get that, but only if you can do Twitch streaming from it, which I doubt you could. I mean, the poor Switch would, smoke would come out of it if I tried to do that. But essentially, because it's got an NVIDIA chip in it, boys, DLSS and all that, right? The broadcasting elements, which we're all using tonight in some shape or capacity, really, we can now use that for green screens and stuff. So you can literally put your screen that showed you a picture, a row of people along the bottom, you and your main screen, all your pals are along the bottom. You were all in the game, you met up in Mario Kart World, and you see all your little windows of where your guys were at the bottom with their little pictures or avatars. If you had a camera, it was the little picture was down at the bottom right. Or you could bring it up and just see the picture of the person. I did think that was cool, but I'm not putting £50 on a camera unless I can use it for Twitch streaming like I can on a PlayStation. So I'll hold off on that in a moment. But I don't know if you boys seen that element I was just talking about there a moment ago, because how janky did the FPS look when you were watching your pals stream on, like, so your main window is you playing, and then your pals are on the bottom, but you could call up one of your pals at the bottom to be on the main screen. And even if you kept them on the bottom, the FPS was lower. It was janky. Have you ever seen that, Matt?
Yeah, he is terrible. You couldn't really do it. You'd just wind yourself up. No.
It wasn't even 30 FPS. Nah, I think it was less. It was probably like 20.
It was like old school.
I don't mind paying $450 for that.
but why give that feature if it can't handle that part? Instead, what you should have just done was made it like limited to 720p so you can get the FPS up. 720, 30, I can put up with that. But I'm sorry that that part wasn't good enough for me. So it makes this £50 accessory pointless. They're bringing out a new Switch 2 Pro controller. I still to find out if my original Pro controller is compatible. I hope it is.
That'd be good.
It would be handy. Yeah. This new controller looks better though, Matt. It's got a microphone built into it. It's got a audio jack built into it. It's got triggers at the back as well. Not in a rush to get that. So obviously got the C button on it as well, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
It goes without saying.
The only time we could ever find.
And every time you push the C button, you're
right? See, that's what I was thinking. It's like, at least now men can fire the C button.
Great minds think alike.
Sorry, yeah.
You just need a map. You just need a map, Matt. That's all right. Just need a map, man. GPS coordinates. Have you heard of that? Three words for locations, yeah.
Well, that's what I got the Apple Watch for, you know. Am I in the right place?
True.
What was that? To find it.
No, he got the Apple Watch for the euphemism of the C button. right. So yeah, there were the main accessories that came out with it.
Yeah.
Backwards compatibility. This is the first time in a long time it's been confirmed that Nintendo have not put Switch 1 or previous gen hardware in their new hardware, which essentially means emulation, which is a wee bit disappointing.
So how do you play the original games? It's being emulated in two?
Emulation.
Oh, okay. So that's why they've been against all the emulators out there.
Because they want to do it in fair. In fact, they do that anyway with Nintendo Online.
Yeah.
NSO. They do that anyway. It's maybe they didn't have enough room on the board because they are working on a tight power budget. But essentially, they would just put the Switch SoC, Switch 1 SoC on the Switch 2 board, and you have both. And that's what makes it well. They have tested a lot of the games and the 95% of them work. The other 5% are going to work on. My main concern was I've got, what's it called? It's like the sports. It's Switch Sports, right? And you've got the part of the
Fitbit.
It's kind of the equivalent of that. Yeah, you put like a strap around your leg. You put one of the Joy-Cons in there and then you pretend you're playing football and basketball and all that. I was like, that's not going to work because it won't attach to the new Switch. And the same with Ring Fit Adventure, which I love. It's literally the ring. And it works. And you put the strap in there and you put a strap in your leg. And then before you know it, it's actually a fun. It helped during COVID. That's not going to work either. What we're going to do, as long as you still have an original Switch 1 Joy-Con and have two of them, you're okay. You can play them. You just need to charge them separately. So I was like, okay. That's over. So we'll be able to play most of our games. However, you would think you could play some of these Switch games that were out before that have been out only in the last year or two on the Switch 2 with upgrades, with free upgrades. No.
Charging now.
No, they're charging now, baby. However, I will give them a break where they deserve it. I'll start off with the negative, which is if you buy, there are Switch 2 editions of, for example, the Zelda games, Breath of the Wild, Tears of the Kingdom. And essentially what they are, and this came out recently, if you buy that Switch 2 edition, all it is a Switch 1 game with a code in it to get the upgrade part of it, which pissed people off no amount because that means if you try to sell your game on, you bloody well can't. You're just selling it as a Switch 1 version, not Switch 2, right? Mm-hmm. If you're selling the Switch 2 games more expensive, they are at it, Nintendo. So.
How much are they going to charge for a Switch 2 version of Zelda as opposed to when it was new?
A brand new version of Switch. That I do not know.
It's an old game, essentially.
No, they won't. Oh, yeah. Okay, I do. Actually, I do know. I'm sure it was something like, I think it worked out a bit. Is it 67 or £77 at least anyway? I'll try to see if I see information on it.
For an old game to be played on the new Switch 2.
But bear in mind, they are Switch 1 games, mate. So they're just doing Switch 2 versions of it. So it's not as if it's a brand new Switch 2 game right off the bat. What I just mentioned a moment ago is what's going to come out. I just don't know the exact price. It was like 67, 70.
So if you already own a Switch 1 game, you can still play it though.
So with the Zelda games, here's what was interesting. Well, they're a bit cheeky with what I mentioned a moment ago with the code. If you're a member of NSO, which I'm not, Nintendo Online, which is actually reasonably priced. It means you can play all the old systems and emulation online. You will get the upgrade path for both Zelda games free of charge. That's pretty cool. I'm happy with that. So all I need to do is find the Switch 1 version, because when Trevor was doing, when I was in between flats, right, before I bought this place, I bought a Switch 1 to keep myself occupied. This is over the Christmas period and you get 3 months to return to Amazon.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm waiting most of this. I was playing a bit of Zelda, Tears of the Kingdom, at the start. And I was like, right, I've had enough. I'm going to send the Switch 1 back. Can you guess what maybe happened when I'd done that? What it I forgot to do?
You forgot to put it in the box.
No. I left the bloody game, which was mine, and I was going to keep for the Switch 2, in the bloody console, and I sent it back to Amazon.
Oh no.
Now, Switch games hold their value, as we all know. Nintendo very rarely do sales, and they hold their value real well. Resale value is really good. So I'm basically down about 40 quid to get that again, secondhand. 40 quid for a secondhand game, that's impressive. So I'll buy that at 40 quid. I'll get the free upgrade because I'll get Nintendo Online. The good thing is, if you go into eBay, instead of paying the full whack, you've got Nintendo Online, you've got Nintendo Online Plus Expansion Pack. It's Nintendo Online Plus Expansion Pack you need, which gives you like expansions for Mario Kart 8, Animal Crossing, the two Zelda games. Also gives you now access to GameCube only and N64. GameCube has been added to the Nintendo Online service. That's a big deal. Some of the games are too expensive to buy again now, secondhand. And they are bringing a few of those games out at the moment. One of them was Zelda Wind Waker, which is a very popular game. I'm a bit excited about that, I won't lie. The other two were a bit, I can't remember what they were off the top of my head, they were a bit crap. I'm looking forward to getting that. And what you do is you go to eBay and you just join someone's family plan. You get it way, way cheaper. Matt, you get one for your lad. I know he'll be into that.
Yeah, I'm sure I'll be coming down the line. Yep.
Good lad. See, you're a good dad. I got it. He's got to give you... that's a sensitive subject. He's got to give you his undying love, and you've got to be his favourite pair if you get my Switch 2. It's only fair.
Oh, he would love that. He'd be like, yep.
So they're the two games I'll get for that, and then I've got obviously most of the Switch 1 games that I can play about with. Remember I mentioned stuff last week about the virtual game card, and you can share games between family members and stuff, so that's all nice. Cool, that's all handy. That is coming. I'm trying to think what else is pretty interesting. Right, so game pricing. Camera play.
Yeah. Where you can interact with games on the Switch 2 with the camera?
No, I couldn't see that. Could you see that? Did I miss that part?
It's only compatible with 4 games so far.
That must mean it has an IR tracker built into the camera.
Yeah, I think it does.
Well, that's cool. That's
and if
cool.
you want to do streaming, you are able to use third-party, I use in quotations there, Type-C cameras to use, whether that works
so
or
you
not,
can't right. use a Nintendo's camera?
No.
But you can use... So the thing is, right, Matt, Twitch app was removed from the Switch online store. Ooh. It was not good, and you could never stream from it. All you could do is watch streams in it. So won't they allow that? I'm surprised they would allow that. Right, that's cool. That's good to know. The Joy-Cons, they're bigger, they're magnetic, they turn into mice. They literally turn into mice. This is a gimmick, by the way. I can see it being more fun for things like...
So it's PC again.
Mario Party. It's a PC, yeah.
Consoles keep moving to the PC and they say, what consoles? Like,
well, you won't use this. You can imagine a Joy-Con in your heads, boys, right? You mm-hmm. imagine holding these Joy-Cons down like that and holding it up at that angle for hours at a time.
Yeah.
You would get a really, really messed up wrist doing that. So, and it's for short-term things. You can play FPS games with it. It is going to be opened up for developers to play it and see what they can do with it. It's more fun for things like Mario Party.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where you could guide things around and you could slash stuff and, you know, like random things. So it's a gimmick. It's a gimmick, boys. I don't know if it'll take off. Hope it does. That's what Nintendo does. They bring out gimmicks like this. So the things we pretty much thought of it are true. 120Hz LCD screen, not OLED, despite the last Switch coming out with OLED model. It's smart, Matt. All they want to do with that one is, in a few years' time, bring out an OLED version.
Exactly.
Go ahead.
But listen, that didn't bother me because I never play it on the go. It'll sit in the dock for me.
It's still only $450.
It is. But okay, so we'll get
the OLED screen.
So we'll get to the money side of things. We'll get to the money side of things. I don't think that's too expensive. People were saying between $400 and $500, estimating. People, pros, critics, they were saying let's hope for $400. Might be $450. Okay, it'll be $500.
Just because
of
critics.
What are you basing this on, Gray? What are you comparing it to, my man?
People all over YouTube screaming about it, and
no, they're not screaming about that. They're screaming about the game prices, not so much the console prices.
No,
what I've been reading.
They're screaming over both, but the games especially. Yes, I mean, the video I think I sent you guys. I don't know if you watched it. Was hilarious because they were mad at the price of the unit, but then they had no clue what the games were. And the guy tells them the games are going to be, you know, $70, $80, $90.
And they get more bonkers.
Yeah, he went completely ballistic. He's going like, what? And then he realized that the price that they're charging for the game was digital and that the physical is $10 more.
That's
and
ridiculous.
Right, going, so, wow.
Let's get into the prices. So, Switch 1, when it came out, I think was $300, maybe slightly less. I think it was $200.
I thought it was $250 or something, wasn't it?
Maybe it was, Matt. Maybe it was.
I'm showing my age.
400, we thought it would be 450. If you compare that to a ROG Ally and whatever, it's cheaper than them, than the top models. It is. You can get a ROG Ally for 400 in sales at the moment, but I think it still retails at 599. So comparing it to that, maybe that's unfair to compare it to that, but we haven't done comparisons. But we haven't done comparisons. No one's got one yet to do comparisons between two of those models.
Okay, but when you can say those kind of decks, which are similar to Steam Deck, you can play all kinds of games, but Nintendo, you're playing Nintendo's game, or if someone makes one for the Nintendo. But the point is that it's Nintendo. It's their own environment and nothing more. So if I was going to pay for a handheld like a Steam Deck, I'd rather go for a Steam Deck because I can play all kinds of stuff.
How much is a new Xbox? How much is a new PlayStation 5 Pro?
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
6,000. I don't know.
That's ridiculous.
A PS5 Pro is £700, though. You can't get it cheaper. The digital edition.
The digital was cheaper, wasn't it?
You can get for like $400 or something, right? I don't know what an Xbox is because no one buys them anymore. No one buys Xboxes. So we don't know.
Look, Nintendo's not the one that started this. I mean, obviously, you know,
I think it's worth the money.
It started all the way back when GTA talked about charging $100 for the game. So it's a thing that's happening across the industry.
It's following that.
It all sucks.
I think, right. Hey, all your opinions are valid, boys. I'm not dissing them by saying that. I'm just trying to play devil's advocate here and say that I think it's within budget and scope. I think I'm looking at the pound sterling price, of course. And okay, I'll ask Matt, £400 for a new Switch 2, mate. Good, bad, or indifferent?
Indifferent because, you know, I was looking at the old times when those Nintendos would only be like 250, maybe 300. So I was thinking about 300, 350 maybe.
You guys can use the calculator to adjust too, just like I can. So the way I did it is that they should have charged $350, $400 maybe. But if you were to go out and buy a Switch, if it was Switch 1 right now and you went out to buy it adjusted for dollars today, it would cost you $350.
What are you basing it on, Greg?
You can go on any calculator that will show you the inflation rate, money, things costing more.
Oh, blah, you're blah, working blah. Out an inflation. That's what that sounds like.
What I'm saying is the real money, if you bought a Switch 1 today, if it came out today, brand new, would be $350. You know. Now, if you understand that, you know, this new Switch 2 is nicer and it's better, but essentially they're overcharging by something like $60. I think I figured it out. Yeah, in fact, it's online. Excuse me. The Nintendo One, if you bought it today, would be $390, and so that's what they more or less should have charged for the Switch.
So $400.
Yeah,
call
so, $400. Yeah, just okay. be under right. $400. Right. You get
so $399. $56.
$350 for us.
Already.
Yeah.
Now that's not right. counting the games.
Oh, yeah. So that matches my price. Yeah. So that's good for me.
I wish the economy worked like that. And I agree with Gray. Like everyone's greedy. I know they are. Everything goes up. For example. My season ticket for the football went up 5%, which is actually probably considerate compared to, say, Matt, someone like Leeds United, where it went up 20%. Nuts. So 5%, I'm like, oh, God, right, I'll do it. And I feel like saying to my club, last I checked with the Bank of England, inflation in the UK was 2.8% or something like that. So do that, call it 3%. But they never do. Every year in the UK, Matt knows this, our mobile phones, our broadband and that, they got regardless. Yeah, even if we're in contract, it's to keep up with inflation. And not only that, it'll be inflation plus whatever that mental percent is. So it meant my whole Virgin Media broadband package went up by like 7% or something. I was like, what? How do you? I don't begrudge anyone making a profit, a person or a company, and rounding up a wee bit. But it's when it gets to greed. This is Gray's fault, by the way. If you all think I'm ratting, blame him. He set me off. This is why I talk about bringing down the asteroid and mankind, because we're all driven by money and greedy, and let the puppies and dinosaurs roam again and take and have the planet.
I even understand a little bit of greed. Okay, a little bit. But when they sit there and take advantage, you know, and that little bit becomes much larger. Now you're upset, who's
the greedy people, Gray? It's the people that are big rich companies or rich individuals that are greedy. The peasants like us are like, we're just content that we've got our good health and friends and family and a roof over our heads and stuff. Do you know what I mean?
Without getting too political, that's the disappearance of the middle class. So the middle class, like us, are the ones that want to buy the consoles and the games.
Apart from Matt, he's low class, he's a peasant.
I'm a working class.
He's a peasant.
But when that happens, like you just said, only the people with the money can buy it. That's not right.
No, right, so we'll move off that because we are, I apologize, blame Gray Gamer, or as he called himself last week, Gay Gamer, at 25.
He said your review's in.
as annoying as hell. I think it's within scope. Any more than that would have been a bit much. Nintendo might change their mind, but they're very stubborn. Bear in mind, Gray, I tried to defend Nintendo to Gray by saying they've looked, and they probably have, with one eye and went, right, the Trump tariffs have come around, we don't know what they are, so we'll make them a wee bit higher for that area, which made sense. People were saying that online before these tariffs come out, because we didn't know what they count. And then they come out, and they were like, oh, shit. So
there's no pre-sale.
They've now paused it to reevaluate the position. They don't want to, I don't generally believe that they want to shaft the average customer, and I'll tell you why. Because in Japan, they're making a Japanese-only edition, which can be in Japanese, of course, will only be accessible with NSO, Nintendo Online, which will be in Japanese, and you have to have an account for that. It will be, on average, 20,000 yen cheaper, which is about $386 or something like that, right?
So, I heard you can get the Nintendo 2 for $110 less than anywhere else in Japan.
Yeah, that's the one, mate. That's pretty much, it's probably that, something like that. It maybe it's $130. It's way, way cheaper.
So
that's why I told my son who's going to Japan in June. I said, save your money up, buy it over there.
You can't up in Japanese. You'll never be able to change
Come on.
So they are releasing the standard version over there, which is multi-language. They've never done region locking anything before. We don't know if the games will be region locked, but setting it up and buying it will be region locked, which, listen, I'm a bit miffed about it, but I respect the fact that they're looking after their own people first. I get that. I can't get too angry at that. I really can't. If Rockstar were just a Scottish company, which they haven't been for a very long time, but if they were before they were bought over, and they're like, here, you guys in Scotland can have GTA 6 for 50 quid and we'll charge everyone else 70 or 80, yeah. I'll be like, yes, please. Trev the Pirate will be selling copies outside Scotland and the UK to everyone else. There you go, Greg. There you go.
Fill up a suitcase, come over here and sell them.
you call me the Scottish Dell Boy for nothing, man. So game pricing is the more controversial one. I'm sure we're all agreeing on, boys. Now, Doug Bowser, that is his name. Doug Bowser, as in Bowser, as in the bad guy in Mario.
Yeah.
His surname is that. He does work for Nintendo.
Yeah.
He is the CEO, or he's the head honcho of Nintendo of America, right? He's basically come out and went, it's subjective. Not every game will be 80 or 90 because the Donkey Kong game, Donkey Kong Bonanza, which looks nuts and brilliant fun, by the way, it's going to be something like 70. In fact, I've got the thing up just now. So Donkey Kong Bonanza will retail for £59 digitally and £67 physically. I'm liking the small difference between them. You save a wee bit if you want to get it digitally. I like that. Not every game will be at the high rate. They'll probably go for Mario Kart World at the high rate because it is a AAA title and it looks really, really good and a lot of value to it. But some games will be cheaper. So they're not going grey, they're not going blanket, let's move it up 10 or 20 for the generation. They're going to have most of their games at, I think $70 was going to be the ceiling for, not the ceiling, the normal price for games, Nintendo games in America.
For digital.
Physical might be a different matter.
Most Nintendo players like the physical, so that means you charge them $80.
They do. Cheaper for us, of course, just the exchange rate. But Mario Kart itself is the really expensive one because there hasn't been a treehouse. It's basically like a demo. That's what they call a treehouse where they'll play for a few hours with developers and gamers and stuff. And there'll be
another Scottish word that I don't know.
Treehouse.
You only need one house, though.
I have a treehouse and a tree.
You do not a treehouse. Thank God for that. I panicked for a minute. I thought America went backwards in society and you didn't know what a treehouse was.
No, I built treehouses when I was a kid.
They've got wacky terms for everything. It's basically, they actually kind of are in a treehouse. They kind of build like an artificial one. They sit up there with pals and stuff and they play games. Mm-hmm. It's what I just described a minute ago, it's for you to see it. They're having a Mario Kart 1 exclusively for it. And basically, Mario Kart World, or no, is it not Mario? Yeah, Mario Kart World is basically going to be Mario Kart meets Forza Horizon, from what I can gather. Because you basically do a race, and instead of reloading for the next race, you race to the next race. You can go off world, you can do stuff. So if they do that, because you see people meeting up with their pals and stuff in game.
Yeah.
I was like, yes, sign me up. That sounds brilliant. Because Mario Kart's brilliant on its own. It's the biggest selling Nintendo Switch game of all time.
It's always been great. I've always loved it.
Matt, it would always sell millions of copies even up till last year.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, how did they do it? So if it's a one-off game at the 80 or 90, whatever it is, and it's got the value in it, okay. But you need to stick to your words and actually reevaluate every game.
Open world.
If it's got a lot less in it, charge less for it.
Yeah.
Just saying.
That'll never happen. Never.
Yeah.
We know
that. You're such a cynic, Greg. You want to watch the world burn down, don't you?
Because it's simple marketing. You don't go backwards. You only go forward.
Greg will let the world... He wants to watch the world go on fire so he can then piss on it.
I just know marketing. I have the experience. I'm telling you, they're not going to do that unless they offer some stupid freebie thing that no one cares about. So they're going to go
free
like...
Mario Kart.
Hey, if you buy this for $80, we'll give you a
happy meal. Well,
come along with it.
We're talking about something that's free, right? Here's the next part that has rubbed people up the wrong way. See, when you bought a PlayStation 5, you got Astro's Playroom built in. That was like a mini Astrobot that showed you the features of the controller, of the console, and it was bloody brilliant fun. It was free of charge. They are bringing out, I can't remember what it's called off the top of my head. Maybe if I find it in time, I'll let you know. It's a little game that they designed, which shows you all around the new Switch 2, where you go up to things and you click in things, and you've got little interactive games, or tiny mini games. They're charging for it.
You just made my point right there.
They're charging $10. That's what's pissing people off. Now they're going, it's value. We're not handing our work away for free. That's why it's $10 and not more. That's where I go, right, you should have just thrown it in for free. Sony done it.
Yeah, they did with their thing, didn't they?
It's kind of, and I'm sure Switch 1 done it. Actually, Nintendo done it with Switch 1 with their one of their first sports games.
Yeah.
So
I blame it all on GTA 6. They just made everybody greedy.
Well, what are they going to do? I mean, this strengthens their hand even more, man. You know, so it's kind of scary times. But so a couple other highlights that we've got here. One game that's coming out exclusive to Switch. So Elden Ring, with its DLC, is coming to the Switch because it can upscale with DLSS, which is no-brainer. But the guys, is it From Software? They are bringing out a game exclusive for the Switch 2. So Hans will not be able to play it unless he gets a Switch 2, which I find fucking hilarious, man.
Why?
Yeah, they're bringing out a game just because Nintendo gave them exclusivity money. That's why.
Okay.
So this game is called From Software. It's called The Dusk Bloods, and it's coming exclusively to Switch 2. The release date. Do I have a release date here? Next year. It's not out yet. An Elden Ring game. It's called the Tarnished Edition. It basically just includes the DLC and whatnot. And they might bring in some of the mouse controls as well, because that would make sense for a game like that. I'm thinking of other cool games that are coming out as well. A Final Fantasy VII remake coming out as well. Oh, yeah, a GameCube controller. They've done this with the N64. They've done it with the Mega Drive. They've done it with the NES, the SNES. They brought out. You can't slot it down the side, or maybe you can actually. You could, it just stuck out to charge it. It's Bluetooth, it's wireless, but it looked like a replica of it, which it's just tempting, man. It's tempting. But no, I'm going to behave. Stop buying things, Trev. You'll never pay off your bloody credit card bill.
All the games you're talking about are coming to Switch 2. Is that what you're saying? All the games you've been naming right now are coming to Switch 2?
Yes, yes, they are, mate. Yep, yeah. Yep.
Okay. You can get on a Steam Deck, so yeah, okay.
Yeah. It should be fine.
I'm not letting him off the hook on this.
One thing that the Steam Deck does not have is DLSS, which Switch 2 has DLSS, so it upscales. I think they were saying SoC is 10 times more powerful than the Switch 1's edition. So basically, when it's in its dock, the dock's got a little fan on it, so it can push the power up even more and hit. It is a 4K console with DLSS. It can reach 120Hz as well on the screen, on the actual screen itself. There'll be light games that go up to that. I would never want to push a game at that. 4K 60 will keep me happy. I've got a funny feeling the upgraded Zelda is going to be 1440p 60. I hope it's 4K 60. We'll see.
That's almost worth 450. Not quite, though.
No, not quite. Other games, a lot of them are getting backported, as we know. The other thing I found interesting, we have Metroid Prime 4, which was revealed when the Switch 1 first came out. That's how long it's been worked for. That is still coming for Switch 1 because it's a Switch 1 game. That'll be the upgrade path system. I don't know if we get the DLC free for that or they just do a complete Switch 2 edition. In fact, I think it's the latter. It looked good. It was running at 4K 60 native. That's impressive. The guys that make that game, I can't remember off the top of my head, they done such a good job in upgrading that. It looked stunning. And they'll have 120 FPS performance mode. That's bonkers. 120Hz on a bloody Switch on your big screen. That's nuts. The cartridges.
120Hz or FPS?
Same thing, mate. Yeah. So you can cap the FPS at lower than the native panel refresh rate or the hertz. For example, Cyberpunk's coming out to the Switch 2. It will have two modes. It will have quality mode at 30 FPS, or it will have performance at 40 FPS. Now, you're thinking, why 40? because 40 divides into 120, which makes screen tearing far less noticeable. So that's why they do that. And it looked good. It looked good. Finally, now, this is the console we all wanted, boys. We wanted something with a bit more room that I'll never play it on the go. I'll play it plugged in, and I can actually play Zelda. Like, all these times Hans was shown as an emulation online. I never wanted to play it on the PC. I'm a vanilla gamer like that. I'll always be a vanilla game like that. And that's just the way it is. So, yeah, we've got that. I think that's we're almost there. I think if there's anything else interesting, pretty much it's going to be similar in terms of power and all that stuff as before, battery life and all that. They wanted to try and kind of keep it the same. They expect to sell 15 million consoles in the first year. I'm just glad I got mine confirmed and booked in.
50 million?
15.
15.
Oh, 15.
15. Yeah.
15.
Great. Wow. Well, your grandson or your lad buy that. He's a Nintendo boy. You think he'll get one?
He'll get it. Yeah, I mean, he's not happy about the price, but he'll get it.
Is it? Well, I was going to say he's pre-ordering, but no.
He can't over here, so it doesn't matter.
No, I know.
I mean, unless, you know, well, this is not till June, but if he goes to Japan in June, unless they're selling a non-region ones over there for less, he could get it there. But
they're not. They work out about the same, mate. They work out about the same.
Yeah. Well.
Which sucks. So the box art is a bit crap. Actually, they're going to be more game codes in these things, which really sucks. But they are using the SD cards now, but they're using SD Express, so they can hold a lot more. They're faster to run, but they're expensive online at the moment. I saw that it was like £70 for a 256 gig. Because the built-in storage is 256 gig. The Switch one was 32, then it went up to 64 for the OLED edition. The games are bigger in general. I think Mario Kart was going to be something like 40 gig, 50 gig, or maybe that was Cyberpunk, actually. So, yeah. Any questions or queries on that, boys, before we move on? Because that was a mouthful, I know.
Can the Nintendo Switch 2's memory expand?
Yes, that's what I was just the SD card. I think I was just mentioning
that. Yeah, that's not memory, is it?
So the game will cost $450 and the SD card will cost like $100. No, you're only kidding.
You always have to pay for the memory card. But 256 built in is decent. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that.
I'd want a terabyte SD card.
Yeah, because you're going to burn through that 256.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Well, the biggest size game is like 45, 50 gig. So
I'd fill it. And that's, I'd fill and everything.
That's a, and, right
and
now,
that's a third-party right game. Now. That is a Nintendo game. So, yeah, true. Thing is, not many people have got dev kit of this. This is a sneaky thing. Nintendo are very secretive, so they only gave it to third-party guys that they could trust, like the big guys, the Microsofts, the Irish Guardians, Namcos of the world. You know that they gave it to them, and then the smaller guys get it. They get it on launch day.
If they give it to me, I'll say $450 is great.
Yeah, I'd say whatever you want.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
Yeah.
I would. Right, so I realise we've been on that for a long, long time, but it was a massive, massive update here. We will move on with the rest of the show. Mr. Matt, do you have some interesting tech news for us, please?
Well, a little something interesting. This is about AMD. Just say that there's been a huge increase in their market shares due to their GPUs reaching a 16.9% increase in the latest Steam hardware survey. However, this growth is largely attributed to the integrated GPUs in budget laptops rather than their latest discrete graphics cards, of course. As well as that, the consumer of CPU revenues has also rose up to 24.6%, reflecting year-over-year growth of 4.5%, which is pretty awesome.
They're stomping all over Intel.
They are. They're kind of getting in the way. They're not getting in the way. It's brilliant. They're getting in a good way. And I think if they carry on like this, I think it might make Nvidia sweat a little bit more, and maybe they'll come to their senses and give me a free card.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. So there you go.
To what you just said, I don't know if you saw the video. I think it was was it Gamers Nexus? Anyway, they came on and they were talking about that, and they said that obviously from their research they were doing on the latest drivers that NVIDIA has that are screwing up all the time. Yeah. They said that what we all said last week was that NVIDIA doesn't really care about gaming anymore. They only care about AI.
He's got one down there, isn't he?
Yes, he's whipping open his two right now.
Stop playing with your balls.
No, they're itchy.
Yeah, he's not sticking them from each other.
Gamers anymore, so that reflects. That makes sense.
It does. Yeah, absolutely. I agree with that. Yeah, well done, AMD. Keep it going. Bring it to consumer.
What the hell is he opening? What are you doing?
His testicles. Ooh, doo, 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 doo.
Ah, finally came.
And the increase has been brought through because of Trev buying everything. AMD.
Yeah, there it is. He's the one that's responsible for all
the. Nice. Open the box. Let us lick it.
If you don't, the audio is out there. He just picked up an AMD graphics card, which would have been impossible not long
RX
ago.
RX 9070. XT.
So I got this for £50 above MSRP. I shouldn't have to pay anything above MSRP, but I set myself a goal. I would only buy it if I could get it within £50 of MSRP. It's £570 in the UK for the 9070 XT.
That's not bad.
I got this for £620. I know services systems online, not like bots and stuff. I don't know how to deal with bots and that. I'm dumb. Yeah. But I sign up to free services that will notify me as soon as it's available. I go in, Bosch, got it from Amazon. Now, if I get one within the next month that is MSRP, I'll send this back and get another one because I want to pay £570. And I'm going to sell my NVIDIA 4080 Super. Gray was trying to be sneaky and get it on the cheap, on the fly. I'm going to stick that online to try. My goal is to get a £200 profit in that between this card and selling that. And I think I'll get that. There is very small difference performance between the two cards I just mentioned. And because I'm getting AMD CPU and GPU now, I've got that smart stuff that works between them. So,
smart
stuff. So you're welcome, AMD. You're welcome.
Yep, there you go. Very nice. It's good.
I like.
It's very good. I like. Right, so the next thing I have is big gaming news. Now, this is supposed to have been from last week, so that'll probably give you all a bit of a clue. So this is about having a new update game trailer for Tom Clancy's Wildlands 2, which is coming out next month.
What? No way. What? Yeah. Where did that come from?
Yeah, so it's they're going to rename it, and it's going to be called the April Fool's Renegade. Yeah, because that was supposed to be for last week. So there you go. There wasn't Tom Clancy's 2.
I really enjoyed Wildlands.
So did I. It was good. I loved it. I got to say, I was love watching, the second one, Breaklands. And I was looking at the mods that Nexus had for it. It's a huge amount. And it looks amazing. But what they keep forgetting or neglecting is... it has no personality like Wildlands. There's no civilians. There's no other things going on.
All that lazy stuff coming back in again.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, I mean, the visuals, the sounds, and what they do with the AI is fantastic. But, you know, I still prefer to go back to Wildlands because you got other things happening. You got civilians, you got transport, travel issues that are going on, which adds to the game. And I think they need to make a mod and put that into it as well. That'd be fantastic. Come on, Nexus.
When you think about it, isn't it a shame that with some of these games, you have to look to expert modders out there to get the game that you really wanted?
Absolutely. Yeah. I think we're seeing there's a lot more. These companies again, I think they're more reliant on modders to actually do their job for them and make the game worthwhile.
If you remember, that goes way back, but we talked about that when Starfield came out, and it really looked bad. It really looked
shockingly shite,
and it still is. Yeah. And it only looks better because of modders. And I think you're
absolutely
right.
Yeah,
I think they just put it out there and go like, "Yeah, modders will do it, and we'll just collect the money." Like, okay,
absolutely. Modders are the devs. The game companies are just the donkeys in between.
Some big-time investor ought to come in and just fire all the devs and hire all the modders And we'd have some really great games then.
Yeah.
Matt, did you not have two news articles down? What happened? Did you leave one?
Yeah, that was the that was the Wildlands 2.
Yeah.
Oh, got the April Fools. That's a nasty one. I don't do April Fools. It's just nasty.
Yeah, it's done nasty. Yeah, that was awesome. Nice of
them. I don't know.
Great. Yeah, I mixed up a little bit because I saw you later on. It was like two greys in a row, and no one can handle two grey sections in a row. So
nobody
I thought
can
I'd
handle
just
either of you in a row.
Well, listen, let's not talk about your online ladies. You're on for Game News. Next, please, good sir.
Yeah.
Games. It's passion. It's life. It's time for Game News.
We'll talk about the Game News.
Give it to
Assassin's Creed Shadows. You know, I've been playing it.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been enjoying it, and I got to put more hours into it because I haven't been able to. I've been messing with
Get out of here.
I'm way behind. And now I'm usually 100 hours into it, but I'm
sacked.
Not
that. I want to end that game review. Yeah. You're sacked.
Yeah, no, but this was particular.
And that's why you're fired.
Thank you.
I fired the wrong person.
I wanted to throw this out there for people that are playing the game because I thought this was interesting and it's something you probably want to take advantage of. So apparently it says that some players have noticed that there's a secret upgrade that nobody knows about, and neither did the company tell you about it. It just kind of left it in there to see if anybody would find it. So apparently, y'all can listen to me now and jump on AC Shadows and see if you can find this. But basically, it's a really good upgrade. Essentially, this guy named Comic Book Tyler Fisher reported it first, just give him a little credit. And essentially, but when you're in the game and you see a food vendor, and a food vendor usually has the noodle bowl icon over their head Assassin's Creed Shadow. If you go up to the vendor and you basically go ahead and interact with them, your rations increase by one. And no one knew this. They just did whatever they did. But if you didn't talk to a vendor, it wouldn't happen. So now you go talk to the vendor. Instead of having a limit of three rations, now it's four. Or if you have four, now it's five. And a lot of the players really
were
happy.
Did you say rashers as in bacon rashers?
Rations.
In the game, rations is your healing factor. You know, you need to heal, you eat an apple, you know, or whatever.
As true in real life.
That's true, yeah.
Makes so much sense.
It's amazing. You can get shot and eat an apple and you're perfectly fine.
Yeah, absolutely. Nothing wrong. It's flesh wound.
It's right. Anyway, so the idea of being able to get this upgrade, of course, is very appealing to fans. There was one particular person that was already playing on a high level, and he said forever he was sitting there having to go running around looking for rations so that he could survive a boss battle. And as soon as he heard this, he went and got it and said, now I'm going back.
Yeah.
So good little thing for people to know and that's playing the games. I'm certainly going to do it. Why not?
See, this is going to be really good.
Oh, the next little bit of news is something which kind of qualifies for AI Corner, but it's a game. So I kind of put it in the game news, but we had talked a little bit about this before in some other aspects, but Microsoft apparently is getting more and more serious with having AI create games. Now, not the games that we're seeing now, but essentially they are in their infancy and what they can do with games. Now, not long ago, I believe it was Microsoft's AI, I don't remember exactly, but they're able to reproduce Doom, the original, way back. And it was actually able to create a 8-bit Doom game, you know, a lot like the one that came out, but all on AI and no hardware involved, really. So that was pretty amazing. So now they've come out with a new model. They call it the Muse AI model. And originally they were pumping out games like this at 10 FPS at 300 by 180 resolution, which isn't very much, of course. But now they're taking Quake 2 and having it recreate, emulate, whatever you want to talk about it, you know, create Quake 2 without having to go through all the hardware back then, et cetera, et cetera. And apparently it's at a playable frame rate, and the resolution is now 640 by 360. So they're showing some pictures of it and stuff, and it looks pretty good, actually, considering how old it is, or how old the game it's patterning itself off of. So now apparently you can play Quake 2, or some people can, because they're still working on this. But look how far they came from doing only 10 frames a second to playable, which I'm assuming means 30. And the resolution has come up. And that only took, a month since we heard the last story? So it's not going to happen that soon, but in comparison to the way we see games being made, it's going to be interesting. It'll be good for us, but instead of taking 4 years to make a game, you're going to see it cut back to two, cut back to one. Who knows? And you know, but we're not there yet, but we're going really fast. The one thing that was real interesting that I thought was pretty cool about how you could use this technology, they were talking about game preservation. And Phil Spencer said that we've talked about game preservation as an activity for us, and these models and their ability to learn completely how a game plays without the necessity of the original engine running on the original hardware opens up a ton of opportunity. So in that aspect, for the really old games, because that just keep getting older, and without having to go to a museum to play them or something like that, the AI will be able to let you play these older games without having to worry about getting the hardware, et cetera, for it. So in terms of game preservation, I think that's really good, especially when people like Nintendo and others are junking some of their old games or taking away physics, NVIDIA, and all this other stuff. You know, it'll in the future, it'll be nice to be able to have AI preserve games for us, which would be kind of cool. So I think it's better in that terms than even creating new stuff, but it will create new stuff. We already know this. So anyway, that's pretty much my game news. But Trev, I guess you got some stuff.
Yeah, definitely do. Gray gave me a news article and didn't tell me, so I've been caught off guard, which makes me look very unprofessional.
Oh, okay, gamer, how could you do such a thing?
I didn't do anything. I only had two stories. You knew that.
No, you added something to my news section that says great at the end of it. So,
oh, no, I filled it in for you because it more fits what you're doing.
I know, but I didn't know. That's the problem.
Oh, did you not know?
It's been in there for hours, dude. You're supposed to look at this stuff.
Yeah.
No, I add my news articles as I go along. I don't read your articles. I don't read Matt's articles because I trust you guys.
I don't read nothing.
What we're talking about.
It's only a video and it's very short, but it's cool. It's very cool, and I'll talk about it with you. But go ahead.
You can. I'll probably just let you do that, Gray, to be honest here. One thing I already covered, which was the Switch physical games with codes in them for Switch to upgrade. So I kind of bypassed that. But another thing was a bit of a blast from the past, which was Titanfall. Do you remember this, Titanfall? Yeah. Really Titanfall fun World, game.
I seem to remember that game. I'm
a little bit of parkour in there.
A long time. Yeah. It was made by the guys like Respawn, who used to, I think they used to work on COD at one point, maybe. But they were great. Titanfall 1 and 2 were both great. And we haven't really heard anything about Titan 3. Although the rumours are starting to come back out again. That they are kind of working on it. Bear in mind, they're the same guys that done Apex Legends, right? So that's probably why it's been put on the back burner. EA, I think, own the studio, potentially. So I would love to see that. All we know at the moment is it's two leakers with a solid reputation for Apex Legend leaks have went to X to post about Titan 3 not being completely dead at the moment because it'd be rumours for a little while. So I kind of hope it does happen. Really do, because being able to jump about like rooftops and stuff and shoot people and then jump into your big mechs for like little mech fights and then back out again was always great fun for me. The other thing really quickly as well for me was if there's anything decent in terms of free games as part of any pass or subscription to come out, always like to mention them. Amazon Prime Games for April are still continuing to roll out at the moment. And at the moment, the one new one that will be worth playing is probably Mafia 3. They've basically been going through the Mafia games and been releasing them. Mafia 3, never played it.
I didn't like it. I think at the time it was out and I was playing it. It was terribly optimized, always crashing. Loads of graphics, green tears. It was awful. Absolutely awful.
So it's not even worth it for free, is what you're saying.
Well, hopefully they've done something with it. So it'll be interesting to see if it's actually playable, whether it's actually interesting. because last time I was just battling through it. Not as bad as some of the games that I've been battling through, and I won't say Outlaws or anything.
Not one worth playing then. Definitive edition though. I don't know what that means. Maybe DLC or stuff for the net.
Well, I got Mafia 2 definitive. That was free last time.
Yeah, so
I'm looking forward to doing that.
They've been going
through
them, haven't they? They've just been giving them out one at a time. On top of that, I've never played this. I've heard of this game though. Blood Omen: Legacy of Kain. I've heard of this as a decent title. So there's another one that's coming out. Mm-hmm. They're probably the two decent ones, to be honest with you. I wouldn't really say there's much else. All I'll say, I'm looking through titles, not really. The last thing I see, which is available on April the 24th, and I'll just say the title, followed by Matt at the end of it, and have a little chuckle and move on and say nothing else, because we don't want to get shut down. And that is an April 24th, Priest Simulator's coming out.
Priest Simulator.
Run, kids, run!
No, I said don't say nothing.
Oh, jeez.
I said don't say nothing. That's what it's called.
Every time I think I've seen it all, another one comes out where you're just like, oh,
it's, boy. No, it's Priest Simulator Vampire Shadow.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's just hilarious. Anyway, Greg, you added news to my news about Tell Me. So, Greg, you're doing that bit of news, please, if you please. Tell me.
Since we're into the Switch 2 thing we've been talking about, apparently IO Games is going to be putting a new Hitman game into the Switch 2. And supposedly this is going to be only for the Switch 2, from what I'm understanding. And in this little clip they were showing for about a minute and 12 seconds, I'll try to put it in when we do the video stuff. They talk about Hitman and being coming, and they're all happy that they're bringing it to Switch 2. And he goes, oh, and we're working on another secret agent. And then all of a sudden I'm going like, what? And then you see a gun being loaded. It was actually, the graphics were great. It was like a close-up of a bullet going in a chamber. And then the chamber moves around, and then all of a sudden you know it's coming up. And you hear the James Bond theme and all this stuff. And then it just does James Bond Project 1. Actually, I didn't say James Bond. It said Project 007. And so apparently that's the tease. I don't know when this is coming. But that could be a big deal, so that would be interesting.
GoldenEye remake.
That was cool.
Yeah.
How much did they have to give Amazon for that, I wonder?
Yeah.
Expensive.
I'm wondering if it's going to be, well, I'm assuming it's going to be good on Switch 2, but then I'm going to be pissed because I want it on PC.
Well, that's why I love that game from Software coming out in Nintendo only. Nintendo went, I'm having some of this exclusivity. I think those games will come out for other platforms later, Gray.
I think it's
like the first year or whatever it's on one platform. What one publisher or developer would agree to exclusivity with just one platform unless they paid silly money? Unless they said, here's 50 million up front and then you get like 50% or 30% of every game that's sold, you know, like that kind of thing. Why would you? You wouldn't.
What I think is interesting now with the Switch 2 is it now there'll be people saying, when are you going to port Switch 2 game over to PC? Where you never used to say that before.
You'd never hear that.
And now it's coming out, people are going to start saying that.
But you won't. If it's made just exclusively for the Switch, then Nintendo paid a lot of money to get exclusivity. Yeah. Or it's a Nintendo first party game, which will never come out in anything else.
I don't know if it's, well, they didn't say for sure, but it sounded to me like it was a Nintendo exclusive, at least for now. That means that maybe it could take 3 months, 6 months, a year, I don't know. And then maybe it'll come over to PC, I'm not really sure. It's way too far in advance to know. But it was impressive looking, so we'll see. I don't know. What would really be cool is, since they would be doing that one, and they also do the Hitman series, you can have a little Hitman James Bond get together.
Yeah. Oh, James Bond's going to spank him. We all know
that. That'd be interesting.
Yeah, 47 would love it.
Well, first of all, Bond wouldn't wear the coat in the back of his head. I don't think he would like that.
No, the Czechs don't like barcode. That. Like
the barcode, just above his chest or something.
I mean, the thing with Hitman that always caught me is I understand the games, how well the games do and everything. Mm. I get it, but I never could figure out this stupid barcode on the back of his head. I mean, I know it's a trademark now. I'm going like, yeah, well, okay.
Was it not the same with Jason Bourne? Was he ever tagged with, like, I can't remember. Those movies are great at the start, then they put out like 10 million of them and they got
their they lose their money after a while.
A hitman, right? He's supposed to be undercover, but he's got this big-ass barcode on the back of his head.
Yeah.
With GPS coordinates and emergency contact details for his mum.
And you're just going like, oh, a secret agent infiltrated us. Yeah, but we don't know who he is. I just look at the back of his head. Okay.
They should swap that for a QR code instead, I think.
Everybody take their hat off right now.
Yeah. QR code would be a lot better. Right, okay, Mr. Matt, you've got some game news, and the second one, I can't wait till you get to that, because that's a hilarious title. But yeah, you've got something else before that.
Yeah, and then he mistyped that as well. Yeah, so we had a couple of game keys. So the first one is Gidonia, and this was made by Kazakov. Oleg. Now this is probably a nostalgic, charming open world Freedom Sandbox style RPG with where you can create your own quite unique characters, explore sprawling worlds, join factions, which I haven't done that part yet, and engage in crafting and combat. It's quite interesting. The crafting, you have to go to crafting stations. You can't just craft on the go, which is kind of good in a way, but kind of annoying when you kind of go off thinking that you got stuff that you need and then go, oh, shit, I got nothing from my bow.
Oh, this will work harder.
Yeah, absolutely. It certainly does. So it is... it's quite quirky, technically. The game's depth and creativity kind of stands out quite well for its genre.
On the creativity side, what did you like that you thought was kind of cool?
I like the art style of it. I like how it's family friendly. It's quite funny with the characters that you interact with. I think it's quite inclusive as well. So a lot, you know, anybody can pick this up through your family as well to play. I think when I first joined, created my character, got onto the land, and there was a guy next to me, and I spent like 20 minutes talking to him and wondering why he was a rude git. And turned out that it was an NPC.
Really?
That was just following him around and helping me out and stuff. So I was like, oh, wait a minute.
I wonder if it's one of those AI controlled.
Yeah, I think so, because it would just follow me around. It'll help me with certain tasks with the enemies. And I was like, oh, this guy's not really picking up any of the loot that he's doing. And I was like, do you need the loot? Do you need what you need? Here, I'll drop this for you. Here, take that. And just watching him just look at me, and I'm like, this guy is getting on my nerves. It's quite interesting. Because I know when you create a world, you can either go single player and have an open world for 50 odd players to join you. Or you can join an arena where you just have it off with people fighting.
Oh, have it off?
Yeah, fighting ways, not, you know.
Oh, fighting, right.
Not like the Royals.
Is it PvP or is it PvE as well?
PvE. I think the arena is PvP style-esque. I didn't do that. I was just like more interested in seeing what the story had entailed for us. And I kind of like it. It's quite nice. It does encourage a lot of exploration, experimentation with different play styles. So I've gone off with a mysterious figure.
Dirty dog.
You have to, don't you, really? Knowing a bit of the dark arts kind of helps, and maybe being a bit of a brute on top of that kind of helps. So you got these trees for each part that you have to unlock things. You have to level them up before you unlock certain things and then activate them and then put them into your slots at the bottom, which is great. Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's quite fun. You take on zombies, goblins, which are quite funny at times. They have some odd, weird characteristics, which is quite nice. It's definitely a distinct low poly aesthetic style of art. So it's, you know, no blood and guts, no real style realistic mods, modulated.
So I guess that's why visuals. It's family friendly then, or whatever.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So it is good. I like it. Yeah, I think it's got enough in there. It's got enough interactions. You can craft a house as well. You have to buy a plot. You can't just build anywhere. You've just lost the plot, son. I have lost the plot. I tell you that. I lost it years ago. I tell you that, mate. Anyway, it is good fun. I think I've lost myself in a tower dungeon thing, looking for a necromancer, looking for a heart for somebody to help with a couple zombies that want to rekindle their love. And it might not go well.
There's two zombies that want to rekindle their love?
Yeah, yeah. Well, one might. One other one may not really want to. So, yeah.
I might have to go play this just to see that. I mean, that's interesting.
It is. It is quite interesting. It's quite funny. It's definitely worth a play. It's very friendly, sort of vibrant. So, yeah, go with that.
It's very friendly, except for the zombie love. Other than that,
yeah. Some honkers on her, but you know, they're covered, so you know,
oh,
definitely friendly then.
Naughty,
yeah, I know. So the next one, which is another one we got key for, called Mother Machine,
yeah, no other words in there.
Let's know what you put down.
No, mother. Yeah,
you put Mother Maker down there, or I was like, what?
Mother Maker, Money Maker, Mother.
Well, you spelled it right.
It's a great game.
I saw a little trailer on it. It looked pretty wild. It was very, animated-ish. I guess.
Yeah, yeah, it's definitely animated. It kind of reminds me of Abe's Odyssey style. Type game, which, you know, it doesn't have that much funny bits as that does, but it kind of has the same kind of feeling.
Funny bits.
I do. They're always doing funny things. Anyways, this is developed by a German studio called Minsk. There you go.
Would you like a glass of water for your throat? Sorry, it sounds a bit, or a tissue or something there. You struggled.
He's good. He's got everything.
It's not like Carl with a
giant thing as big as your head comes.
Right.
So tell me a little bit about the Mother Machine. Did you beat the Mother Machine?
Yeah, so the Mother Machine's there. She's your mammy. And you are... It's Baron. Baron? Barons. Your kids.
Baron?
You're the kids of
Baron.
That. Yeah, that's what I said. Baron. Baron that Baron. Yeah,
the Wains.
Yeah. The little shades. So this is a cooperative multiplayer game. You can play single player, co-op. Cough it up, love. Which combines a lot of platform roguelike style gameplay. Has a bit of dark humor in it, which I can see from the Mother Machine itself. It's set in a vibrant...
Was it side scroll or?
Yeah, it's a side scroller.
Okay.
I played quite a bit of it as well, so definitely it's quite solar. It's like trying to see if it will do anything else from there. So you're on a vibrant alien planet, and your player has to take on missions, whether it's solo or friends. One good thing about it is you can do co-op with online and also split screen. So if you have a buddy next to you, throw a controller or whatever at them and then let them play a bit on the PC, cool. Which is always good. Yeah. So I'm glad they brought that in. It's nice to have that. Not a lot of places or companies will bring that into their games. So it's nice to have that.
What kind of weapons does this character have on the side?
So with this, the little gobliny kind of like...
Knuckles.
Yeah, you kind of like you. Kind
looks like a gummy bear.
It's the Mother Machine, so it's got to be nipples.
Yeah. So no, you're this goblin-y looking thing, and you mutate as you go on, and you collect radioactive stuff like from plants or from crystals that you need.
Cool. What does it mutate into?
And then you can get like spiky arm things that you throw spikes at. You got fart gas that you can use to
A
good one.
Either heal or do some other damage.
Love some Joker juice.
Fart thrusters so you can jump up higher, which is how I get to work most of the time.
That I want to see.
Yeah, so that kind of helps you go through the procedurally generated levels, battling rogue automatons, beasties, little niggly bits, which gives you those bits to
enhance. Let's not talk about beasties or your parts tonight, Matthew.
Well, there goes the priest there. What? yeah.
So is there any boss battles or what?
Yeah, you get hostiles there, but they're like little creatures, little critters, or mechanical beasts that will be there. That you have to
mother creature, get it?
Big no, you're getting these things for the mother, to collect things. So it's very clay style looking art in this game, with adorable gremlin-like creatures, sort of thing, a bit like Abe's Odyssey, except this one looks more like a critter than anything else. Movement mechanics are, you know, just the typical jumping, climbing, and hitting things, pretty much from there.
I'm good at that.
Yeah. So it's quite good for that bit, giving you, you know, a little bit of a mixed gameplay there. Even though the creativity of the game and the humor, I feel that is quite repetitive. There's not much in variety of the missions or the objectives that you have there. Even though it is simplistic, some of the combat is underwhelming. You know, it doesn't give you that, oh my God, I need to do this, I need to do that. You're just like, oh, boom, there you go. And then you kind of like get recloned if you die and then brought back into life by the mother
recloned.
Machine. Yeah.
Well, actually, Trev, I like that. Recloned. So does that mean you're cloned and then recloned
again? Pretty much, yeah. So okay. You kind of have, it's a bit weird. It's quite ambitious to say that it's endlessly replayable. I think it will really struggle to maintain long-term engagement, unfortunately.
That's their intention. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if it's good for there and then kind of boom, let's have it out a little bit. But I think after a while, you are just going
to... Let's have it.
You're just going to get repetitive. Repetitive. So, unfortunately. So there you go. But yeah, it's okay. It's quite fun.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah. Interesting. We'll probably get more of these. We have more of these to review.
Yeah, and potatoes were harmed.
I've got one coming up as well.
There he is.
Possibly for next week, One Way Home. Ooh. But it's 110% a demo. Great. It literally says that on Steam when you download it. It's a demo.
Oh, okay.
It literally is a demo. So we've been given a key for a demo that you can already get free on Steam.
I've seen a couple of ones that we had.
The only thing I'm hoping is that key will work when it becomes a full game.
At least that's what I'm thinking.
I don't even know if that's a thing, a mechanic. I mean, I hope so. That'd be brilliant, wouldn't it?
We'll find out.
That's a very good question. That One Way Home did look interesting. I'm just wondering if it's got a release date. Nah, coming soon. So, no, that's fine. I'll have that in my docket as well to talk about at some point, people.
Yeah. Well, the good thing is we can talk about it before it comes out, as they say.
Of course we can. Mm-hmm. Of course we can. Greg, you have some hardware tech news of your own.
In a world where NVIDIA has gone mad, it's time for hardware and tech news.
This is something that, even though this is a rumor, and I don't like to always report on rumors, but the reason why I'm doing it is because it comes from a pretty reliable source. But I was reading this and I really did not feel good about what I was reading. So apparently it seems that Intel was going to make a high-end Battle Mage GPU. In fact, I think we even talked about it here a couple of weeks ago. And apparently now they're going to cancel it.
Oh.
What I'm hearing.
Shit themselves.
I hope they reconsider, because I don't, that's just, you know. So now we have NVIDIA, the only one making high-end cards, and they don't really care about the gamer anymore. So that's really good.
That sucks, man.
Anyway, he said, according to this reputable leaker, Intel's high Battlemage GPU plans for quarter three were cut short. So they're not going to be doing this at all. Originally, it was supposed to be 24 gigs of RAM. They're also putting out a new architecture on it. So it looked like it was going to be something interesting, since they've been having some success, you know, with their GPUs. And apparently that's not happening. Now, they did say, though, it's not over for Intel as far as getting into the higher-end GPUs. They are working on a thing called Celestial. That's, I guess, the code name or whatever. So Celestial GPUs are rumored to have the Xe3P architecture, which is apparently new. And that looks like it might be coming into some XESS frame generation. So they'll be competing there. But it's not even close to knowing when that's going to be ready for consumers. So I don't know. The way they're talking, it probably won't be for at least another year or more. So that was that kind of disappointing, because it's ridiculous that we only have one company.
At least it might come out in the future rather than 100% never. That's something, is it not?
Yeah. I mean, it might be because they want to devote more time to a better high-end GPU, which they call Celestial, as opposed to trying to put one out now.
A rename.
Whatever. Pardon?
A rename. They just renamed it.
It's the same GPU, but I feel better. It has a good name for it, though, but maybe it's too much for, you know, gaming per se, as opposed to other things. I don't know.
Yeah.
But anyway, we'll see what happens and all that. This next story in our hardware news, which I thought was pretty funny, pretty interesting. Normally I wouldn't report on this, but I had to. It said apparently a gamer took an AMD Ryzen 9 9950 X3D, the hot chip going out right now with AMD, and he decided to iron it. So, for a specific reason, he wanted to delid it so that he could mess with it. And instead of going the normal route with the proper tools to delid, he decided to see if he could do it on a budget, so to speak. So he put a flat iron on it.
What a lad! What a lad!
And he was able to remove the original heat spreader using, you know, a clothespin and some string right after he heated it up with an iron. And he said after doing that, and of course cooling it, properly, he was able to get 6 gigahertz out of it. And the top end for that chip is only 5.7. That's all you can go. But he did it, and he's got it to 6. So that's a significant increase, just, you know, by what little bit he did. Obviously, if any of our listeners out there are into that or know how to do it, yeah, don't use an iron. Go ahead and use the right tools. But if you want to mess around with your CPU and you're capable, you can get it to go to 6 gigahertz just right there without an issue. So I thought that was kind of cool that you know, because apparently from what I'm reading, if you use the proper tools. I wouldn't do this, but I'm just saying, if you use the proper tools, you can delid it fairly easily.
Yeah.
And once you do that, you'll get your 6 gigahertz. So I thought that was kind of neat. You know,
that is batshit crazy. Why do people do things like that, man?
I've seen people do NVIDIA cards doing the delid thing and sticking Mercury in there instead and trying to that
Mercury.
Way.
Yeah. Oh my god.
It's kind of like the old days when you had a car and you had to sit there and tinker with the carburetor or whatever to get the extra horsepower out of it or whatever. Things weren't really smooth, you know, they were kind of large to work on. So
it probably is the equivalent now, actually. That's a good shout. I never thought of it like that, to be honest. Yeah.
Just fix it the Irish way. Hit it with a hammer.
There you go.
For the best.
Yeah.
I don't know.
My horse there.
I would have been taking a blowtorch or something. It would have been quicker.
I wouldn't mess with that kind of level, boys. That's one. I mean, I'll overclock. I haven't got around to really properly overclocking my 9800 X3D. I will at some point. It's not a priority at the moment in terms of time, but I will.
That's what you should do online. You should get your card that you got now, the AMD, delid it, put a potato in there, see how it goes.
I think I'm not running a potato. That's a good thing. So
I think we should record all that. We definitely make an episode out of it.
Oh, I'd never do life. That's way too much pressure.
No. We'll just record it and put it all together, and you'll have a nice little video.
And great light at 4 hours of material. Yep, that works.
I'll put a bunch of junk in between. Keep it interesting.
Definitely.
Right. Okay. Moving on. I have some hardware tech news as well that I managed to find one article I already covered before in the kind of Nintendo pricing rants that we had a little while ago, and I saved this one up. But I like little batshit crazy news articles like this, and that was the world's fastest PCI Express Gen 5 SSD.
Yeah.
And this is literally, I think, the highest end of Gen 5 that's possible. Read speeds of 14,900 megasecond. Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Normally, at the moment, you're getting about 7,000 or 8,000.
Mm-hmm.
So you've literally doubled that again. I think they just done it for the hell of it. It's Chinese SSD manufacturer, so I don't recognize the brand.
Oh, it's, I think I heard
Unis,
this.
Unis, yeah. UNIS. I've not heard of them.
No, they're not well known, but...
No, so that's how... Well,
the proof is in the pudding. Yeah.
No, the reason why it has a name that you don't know about it is that it will go that fast for about 2 minutes and then it burns up. So
that's pretty much it. Yeah.
But hey, they did a little record. So
you can buy them on Temu for a good price afterwards.
Well, something that goes that fast, literally, you'll be thinking about copying a folder and it'll already be done.
Yeah. Oops. I can use that for my uni stuff. Woo.
Yeah.
The thing about these chips is, they can go that fast, but it's about having good memory controllers for them and having good cooling, because anything that moves that fast is quick. Anything in the universe, that's physics for you. So if you really slap a proper good quality heatsink in that, otherwise it's going to end up being like where Thanos done his snap and things went to dust. That'd be your SSD.
I was looking at the picture of it. I don't see any heat spreaders on it or anything. So I guess you're going to do that yourself or whatever.
Probably, that cost extra. So the other thing I had was, and this has been teased by not only Microsoft, but Asus as well. I keep giving this console teases, and this is of the next Xbox portable gaming machine, which will probably, but I was talking about having a unified OS across multiple systems, and any box could be an Xbox, and that's essentially what it is. Great if you can be bothered, can slap a picture of this in as well. All they've done to tease it, well, they were very sneaky. They put a Windows, it's basically their own controller that you would use in Windows. It's basically a Microsoft controller, but probably an Asus skin on it, and an Asus ROG Ally in the background. The two of them together, dropping little hints like this. It looks like Asus are going to come out with the Xbox-branded handheld soon, because it's the license thing you were allowed to apply to get Xbox as a title put on your machine, your hardware, if you play with the rules and you use their OS, etc. So that's coming soon. Potentially, Xbox themselves keep dropping little hints and teasers about new hardware that they're releasing, and I reckon sooner rather later we will see something. There was even one or two, this is not something I had in the docket, there was one or two little rumours and leaks about PlayStation sending a survey to people regarding the Switch 2 reveal and asking them questions about handhelds again. Now, I never had any of the PSP or the Vita back in the day, but they were cracking handhelds that Sony brought out. And it's a shame that they pulled out of the handheld market, because they really had it. And I think they want to compete, and so does Microsoft again. And that's good for business, boys. You get those all three back in the bed competing. We'll see who can make the best, cheapest console for the punters. And it might be a case of whatever game you make on the Xbox has to be playable on the handheld, or you treat the handheld like an Xbox Series S, where it'll be dulled down, but it'll be the same game. because when the PSP and the Vita were out, they were often separate games because they couldn't compare with the PS3, I think it was at the time. So,
how many handhelds are out there now? Is it like 5 or something, counting Steam Deck?
A lot more than that, mate. There's a lot of Windows ones, you see. There's a lot of Windows ones. There's a lot of Android ones. I watch a guy called Retro Game Corp on YouTube, and he gets sent loads of Android and Windows-based devices that are really cheap as chips. AmberNIC is a popular name of them. Make little consoles, and it's emulation a lot of the time. So there's loads, mate. There generally is loads. I found that pretty interesting. Something that's just come up very recently, and the Canadians are going to absolutely love you, Yanks.
Yeah.
Pre-orders for the Switch 2 have also been put on the kibosh, the back burner, in Canada because of what's going on in the States. Sure. Now, I feel so sorry for the Canadians. They're like, just leave us to our ice hockey and our maple syrup. Leave us be. Why are you busting our ass? What have we done? But I can see some logic in it. The two countries are very closely tied together. You can cross from one to the other. But why is Mexico not getting shafted then?
Is there because
there's a wall up there, and there's a wall between America and Canada. That might be it.
Yeah.
You can't sneak in a switch. You can't just sneak a switch over there. Yeah, well, imagine that.
Wait a little while, and you'll probably hear the same story coming out of Mexico, too. I'm waiting on it.
Oh, I mean, yeah, I'm surprised it's not Mexico, but it's you don't want to be sneaking consoles through. That's what's going to happen. It's going to be the prohibition, but for consoles this time instead of booze.
Hey, look, I know Nintendo's not going to like what I'm going to say, but because of the price increases and because of how much the games are going to go up on Switch 2, you think they were mad at emulators before? Get ready, because it's going to be another big wave of that going on. So if they don't take advantage of it by trying to do something about it on their own, it's going to be all over the place, man. All over the place.
I'm going to have to start smuggling in bloody Switch 2s to the States, like to grain stuff, so we can sell them on. You could be my man over there that sells them cheap, you know?
I'll be over there to visit you.
Well, you could load a few of my suitcase on the way back. I'll let you know.
Yeah.
June the 7th, you leave. Actually, wait a minute. Oh, yeah, I'll have mine by then. You're out there.
I'm coming over June 24th. What do you mean June
7th? That's right. Hey, great.
Stick them in a couple of Trojans.
Great. You could save yourself money. You could sell yourself sideways. You could save yourselves a boat full of cash. You don't know why? See, I think when you leave the UK, you get your VAT back. So take 20% off a 395.
Now we're gonna have to, you and I are gonna have to talk a lot more as we get closer.
So that's three. That's like 360. You get a console for, which is cheaper than you get in the States.
It's time to whip out the Amazon. Amex platinum card, so I can buy $25,000 worth.
A platinum card.
Well, it's a lot to swallow.
How many games did you want, sir? Yeah, give me like 24. That's good.
I do like that.
My luck would be I'd be bringing them into the U.S. I go, what's on that suitcase? And they go, oh, a bunch of tax tariffs. You owe us this money. Like, I go, oh no,
that's brilliant. When you come over, there'll be plenty to talk about. Podcasts to do here live, shenanigans to get up to. You might get some things cheaper, other things not. So we shall see.
I'm not coming over there for that. I'm coming over to see my good buddies, you guys, and others too. That's what I'm coming
for. Sure,
that works. And of course, to see the sights, because there are some gorgeous sights in Scotland that I've looked at online, so I can't wait to go.
He's going to Edinburgh for a few days, and then he's going up north.
Everybody that's listening right now, Trev sent me a little video of him. I don't know what park you were in, and then he was just kind of doing a 360 of everything. And I was going like, wow, that's nice. I can't do a 360 here and see that kind of stuff. So...
I was in park at the bottom of my road. I literally stay at the bottom of Arthur's Seat in Edinburgh. People know that area. And I've shown them all the sites that I'm literally beside. Downside is I'm that close to the Holyrood Palace, where the official residence of the King when he's in Scotland, that whenever a royal visits there, they come in by heli chopper. It's fucking loud. It is fucking loud. Oh, King Charles, like, I'd be like, hello, sausage fingers, would you keep the noise down over there? I'm trying to sleep, and you're coming in your heli chopper. Come on, man. Get the train up like your mum used to do.
How often does the king stay in Scotland?
A lot.
Does he? Okay.
They have residence up in Balmoral, which is their own house, not like a business house, if you like a palace. They go there every summer. It's up in north of Scotland.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm going to be there in June. I was expecting you to introduce me to them or something.
No, he's probably... He might be at Hollywood. You never know, mate. But we will do a live gaming pod when here. The problem is Gray arrives on like the day of the podcast or the day after something. So we'll maybe reschedule a little bit.
Actually, now that I think about it, because I'm going to be there 8 days, you guys are going to be doing a pod by yourself once because I might be out like on a plane or something.
You probably will. Right, it'll be probably a little bit shorter this week. For just a couple of reasons, we're a man down, I'm not feeling 100%, and them just the things that happen sometimes. But we do have time, of course, for the gaming quiz, which Gray's put together for us. So there's Matt getting ill as well, man. Christ.
Yeah. Let me join in on that.
Yeah. Talk to it. Right, go for it, my man. Let me fail and talk to you again.
Do you think you have what it takes for the Extreme Gaming Quiz?
The EGP World Famous Quiz. Here we go. Number one, what was the video game character Mario's original profession? What was Mario's original profession?
Plumber. That was too easy. Yeah.
Well,
only fans.
Plumber.
And?
Plumber.
Oh, well, I'm looking for Matt. He's the original profession.
He did say plumber.
Yeah, and only fans after that.
He was a carpenter before he became a plumber. Yeah. Originally, he was a plumber. They quickly changed him to plumber, but he was a carpenter originally.
A joiner. That's what we call it in the UK. A joiner.
Yeah. So Nintendo expert over here. Ooh. I just got you on that one.
Yeah.
Was he?
Yeah.
Well, you should know this question because we were just talking about it.
So he was a carpenter, shit at that. He was a plumber, shit at that. So he became a superhero, was kind of good at that. Okay.
Unless you speak to Peach, and then it was just somebody who just would not let her alone. Peaches,
and then everything.
How do you think he knew Peach? I think he was in a plumbing kind of job, kind of thing, and it turned into like an OnlyFans thing, and she was needing something fixed in the house, and
she got stuck, and one thing led to another.
Yep.
Have they made a horror movie on Mario yet? I mean, they make horror movies and everything, so I was wondering.
Not yet. Only for Luigi.
One of the friends, Hans, just shared something. Apparently, I guess Popeye the Sailor Man is in public domain now. So I saw that. All of a sudden, they made a horror movie. It's called
Popeye the Sailor Man.
If you look at the trailer, look it up, man. Oh, man. It's pretty funny. But it's done well, but it's funny, man. It's just too much. All right. Number two, what is the agent number given to the main character in Hitman?
47. Remember, we've got to send our answers into Gray on the Discord, so we need to remember that for next week.
I can't
give you an answer because I'll just copy his, won't I? So
that's okay. You can copy it. Go ahead. What is it?
47.
That's right, man.
No.
Good job. Okay, next question. Don't jump at me once now. You gotta think about it. What villain does Batman bring to Arkham Asylum at the start of the game?
Oh, the Croc.
Joker. Joker.
Croc fella.
Joker and the Croc? Croc, whatever, yeah?
Yeah.
Joker.
Okay, then... Ding, 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 ding. Trev is right. The Joker.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
He escapes, though, doesn't he? Yeah.
There's more than one game, so... But this is particularly...
Yeah, well, that was my thing. I was like... Maybe I get the wrong game. I thought I screwed up, you know?
No, you did good. You did good. Not bad, right. Guys. Not bad.
Arkham Asylum was the first one, wasn't it? Yeah.
We will take that. A little bit shorter than usual. It was obviously a Switch 2 special. There was a lot of information in that, but a lot of information was divulged, and then a lot of stuff came out after. Everyone was going kind of nuts, and rightly or wrongly. So, and the Fallout won't be finished there because...
All that?
I'll be getting a Switch too, and you guys won't get it right up. Yay, America!
Well, when is your pre-order supposed to happen? Like,
I mean, I got it secure today. I came in and it went, stocks available, Amazon. And I went, go! Straight there.
When are you actually supposed to receive it then?
Oh, I get it 2 days after it comes out. I'm not ultra fast about that. June the 7th, it comes out June the 5th. So it comes out on Saturday.
Cool. So when I'm over there, you can show me it. Neat.
I love it.
This is fantastic, not worth $450.
And I'll be like five at a shot.
It's for the Switch One and just for the camera.
But yes, we will be back next week. Hopefully we have a better Tarl. That would be handy. I hope he's better. If it's not, then some of us will still be here for sure. Don't worry about that.
Yeah.
And we'll, of course, do our little outro. So until next week, cheery bye, people.
Toodaloo! It's a bye.
Ding, ding, ding. There it is.
He's a nice.
I'm not going to sing anywhere with that. Oh, go on. In my heart, I have but one desire, and that one is you.